This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Ellen Renton is a poet, performer and playwright with albinism. She's recently been commissioned to produce Pals, a story of lifelong friendship between two young girls, one sighted and one visually impaired, told through text, song and movement. She's here today to tell us about her career so far and Pals. Hi Ellen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
To begin, can you tell us about your level of vision?
Yeah, I have albinism, oculocutaneous albinism. So my vision has been fairly kind of at a stable level since I was born. As far as we know, it's kind of at quite a consistent state of visual impairment. And because of albinism, as well as the impact that has on visual acuity, it also means I have nystagmus and I'm highly photophobic. And I'm sure lots of people will relate to that very difficult question when people always ask about how far you can see or ask questions about your vision. But I think with albinism, from my experience, it's particularly complicated because the other symptoms of the condition can really change and impact the visual acuity every day, depending on different situations and different environments.
And how did you first start writing poetry?
I don't really remember a time when I wasn't writing in some capacity. Like, it was something from a very young age that felt like a natural place for me to go. I always enjoyed that experience of articulating myself and taking time to do that. I felt like I was one of those people that couldn't always say exactly what I wanted to in the moment, and so having the opportunity to sit down and think about my words more carefully always felt an important part of me, I suppose. But then it wasn't until I was maybe 19, around that age, I was at university and I got involved with a writing group, went along with a friend, and we began writing together and sharing work. And up until that point, I hadn't let many people read what I was writing. And it was through that I began to perform work a bit more and learn about that side of writing and how it can be shared publicly with people, how the performance can impact the writing process in itself, and how both are kind of connected to each other.
And you have written a one-woman show alongside various types of poetry. What inspired you to move into storytelling and plays?
The show was called Within Sight, and it was a fictional story about a woman with albinism who had been unsuccessful. At the top of the show, she finds out she's been unsuccessful in finding a place, in securing a place in the GB Paralympic team. And I was interested in what the sort of role models that I'd had growing up, or the lack thereof when it came to disability, and the lack of representation that I'd experienced, and what it does to an individual's psyche if the Paralympics, this place of kind of physical greatness, is the only place that you see yourself represented, and what that leaves for you. So I was, in terms of the story in itself, I was interested in thinking about that. And I was also interested in exploring ideas around disability and ableism and vision, and particularly not necessarily from my own perspective. I was interested in doing that from a kind of fictionalized place. So that was what drove me to make that in the first place. But I had been performing poetry for a while, and I met a group of friends and we started a company called In the Works. And we became interested in how poetry could be used to tell longer form narratives. So rather than doing a kind of 10-minute set at a poetry gig, how could we come up with a full plot and a full piece of theatre, but use poetry as the means of driving that story rather than typical dialogue? And we did that together quite a bit. And then we also, as well as doing that together, became interested in how our own individual styles could hold that for an hour and hold our own kind of pieces of theatre. So it was with support from them. And also we worked with a musician to score it and a filmmaker who created a kind of backdrop for the scene as well.
And do you find writing is a useful way to channel your own experiences and help people understand your experiences as someone who's partially sighted?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose I always come to writing something with a question, and I feel like that's always a helpful place to approach a new piece from, or to think about writing, to think of something that you don't know the answer to yet, and that writing is you taking the time to figure that out. And so it definitely helps me get to the bottom of a lot of things in the world, but also about where I sit in relation to the world or my own experiences within it. Personally, for me, a reason why I love to read and engage with other people's writing is to learn about things and to gain empathy and to understand people's perspectives more. And I think that's a really powerful thing that particularly creative writing can do, because it does it in a quieter way, maybe, than kind of looking up factual writing or resources about a particular experience. I think you can kind of slip it in a bit more, maybe you kind of get it in under the radar a bit more in creative work. And I think it's always valuable to be reading from perspectives that aren't your own.
And you've received the Unlimited Award, so huge congratulations. What are your plans for the commission that you can share with us so far?
Well, it was so exciting to receive the award. I hugely admire what Unlimited do and the way that their programme works. And to have support for something that feels like a project, I'm not sure who else would support it so fully. You know, it's maybe quite specific in its aims, and it's really brilliant that we have this organisation that is so committed to supporting disabled artists in the UK. I think what they do is brilliant. And so the commission itself, I want to create a piece of music theatre, which at the moment is called Pals. And I suppose there are kind of two separate parts to the making process. There is the story in itself, or the narrative that I want to tell, which is about friendship, and particularly focusing on a story of two young girls, one who is visually impaired and one who's sighted, and about their experience of growing up together. And I'm particularly interested in the role that adults play in those kinds of friendships. And again, I suppose similar to previous work, it's not going to be autobiographical by any stretch, but in the early stages of it, I have kind of spoken to sighted friends that I grew up with to try and understand their perspective of that time, and particularly interested in the role that teachers played by kind of making comments, or teachers saying to me things like, don't ask that person for help, that's going to annoy them, or teachers kind of making comments about my vision, or other adults to my friends. So I'm interested in, I suppose generally, how a lot of adults undervalue the friendship that children have, and how we kind of forget the strength and the weight of those relationships and what they meant to us at that age. So I'm interested in exploring that. The award is joint with Imaginate, who are Scotland's main producer of work for young people. So it will be for young audiences. But I'm also interested in terms of the design and the formatting of the piece, how a piece of theatre can be created for blind or visually impaired young people to enjoy it at the same time as sighted audiences without using audio description. And so currently the idea for that is that the audiences will come in and have support to build wee dens around the room that will almost be like tents, so that they'll sit in their little den and experience the show happening around them, but no one will have any kind of visual experience of what's happening, regardless of their personal level of sight. And I'm interested in if that's possible. I suppose we'll find out along the way while we make it. But I feel so often that the alternatives for blind people, audio description does a lot of brilliant work, but I feel like it keeps vision as the most important sense. And it kind of always reminds me, like, this is what's happening without you. And a lot of other alternatives are not live. They're about listening to something at home. And I think it's really valuable for young audiences to have that opportunity to experience work live. The awards have just been announced, so we're obviously at the very beginning. of what will be a year of working all of this out, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, thank you so much, Ellen Renton, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio. Learn more about Ellen's work on her website, https://ellenrenton.co.uk/.